P.U. It's GRD's Weekly.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to GRD's Weekly episode
183.
That is absolutely correct. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know that place? It's got the fantastic forums. It's got the Facebook presence. It's got the Twitter, as the kids say.
Yeah.
And hey, you know, I've actually started checking my personal Google Plus about once every 4 days now.
Wow.
So,
wow. Hey,
so
now.
You never know.
That was often since I checked my GRD mail.
Yeah, you should check that more often.
I should check that more often. Nobody ever sends me anything, though.
Just us.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, hi. Welcome to it. We're back. We're here. I hope you're having yourself a good time and enjoying the year thus far. The people trying to bring it to you this week, well, it's that there is the Flinstress.
Grab a nerd, say what? Grab a nerd, say what?
That, of course, is the Bruce.
The Adventures of the Average People.
We're having a good
time.
Not
when it comes to height or hairiness.
Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm not a comic book villain. Do you seriously think I'd explain my masterstroke to you if there were even the slightest possibility you could affect the outcome?
Do you?
No, you'd be a good evil villain. You would break all the rules.
I would? The rules of evil villainry?
The rules of evil villainry.
Okay.
I got my Dr. Evil.
I know, right? Whatever school he went to.
Didn't go through 7 years of evil medical school.
He called Mr. Evil.
Oh, evil hell, I miss you.
So guess who did show prep at work today? I did.
Oh, I was going to say me. I did too.
Down stuff for my
Geeky
Week.
That's why you weren't typing all through my intro this year.
No.
You did stuff?
I did stuff.
Wow.
Okay. So we're going to start with Archer, my new favorite show of all time. We've been mainlining Archer as fast as we could possibly. It is just so awesome.
They're watching two episodes at a time.
I kind of want to go back and watch it again from the beginning right now. I am just so in love with everything Archer. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think, it's just like, just when you think it's all just like, as far as they could possibly go, they just go even further.
Yep. Yeah.
So you know what a wonderful, wonderful thing is? When you love Archer yourself,
yes.
When you love the
show.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you get to watch it again with someone who hasn't seen it, so you get to watch it again and see their experiences.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming, but they don't.
And then? You get to Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
About to punch you. No, you weren't.
No, you weren't. He's so awesome in that. And then the footage where he hits the car and it goes into the water, and then the other one does the exact same thing.
That's great.
Awesome.
I can't believe they used stock footage for that.
That was something very, very, very special. So Archer's back, what, next week?
17th.
So we're caught up.
Yeah.
We're caught up.
Right in time. Yeah. Oh yeah. We watched all of it.
Oh, okay.
Done.
I'm just wondering. I didn't know if you finished all of it yet.
Yep, the last one was Space Camp and yeah.
Or no. Oh, wow. Yeah.
For Space Race, but yeah, so called.
What was it called?
It was called Space Race the DVR. It was called Space Camp on the Watch It Online.
It was the one where they go to space.
They are available. Yes, it was the space one.
That one, the one with space in it.
It was the Moonraker one, except different.
Oh wow!
I
was surprised
different.
That Cheryl, whatever her name is, didn't bring her ocelot.
Ocelots in space. Are you going to sneeze now? Okay.
Okay.
Well, hold on, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I have the loudest sneeze of all time. We've also played a whole lot more Lego Lord of the Rings.
That is true.
My favorite, probably favorite Xbox game of all time. It is just so incredibly fun.
And what's your favorite character? Legolas.
Yes, it has to be Legolas. Legolas. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah,
but
welcome.
No, but he's Lego the archer, lasts. And he gets all kinds of cool things, and he can jump really high. And second to Legolas is Samwise Gamgee. He's also the second best player to play as.
Really?
Because there's a ton of stuff for him to do everywhere. He digs and plants things.
He sets fires.
Oh,
fire.
I know.
He fights with a frying pan.
There you go. That's what's important. You have to fight with a frying pan.
Okay, so obviously you know the story. So it starts out, you know, Sam and Frodo. And
mm-hmm.
then we go on, and then it's the Fellowship all together for a while, and then they split. So after they split, you can go back and forth between the two missions, essentially,
mm-hmm.
however you kind of want to. And when you get to a certain point, it'll give you the option to bounce back and forth between the two.
Excellent.
So when it first loads up, you could play, one person could be playing as like Sam and Frodo, and one person could be playing as Gandalf and Legolas and Gimli and Aragorn on this other side of the screen, or you could play as, you know, co-op in the same mission. And it's just really fun. Except there, it's really obvious all this stuff that like you can't do because you don't have that character. I mean, we get it already.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play through it again when we have all of the characters.
Unlocked.
But like, you can see those like magic blocks, but they're hiding behind something and you don't have the character to be able to get it out, but you can see it and it's right there. And yeah, that's a little bit frustrating because, like, I don't know. I mean, you want to know that those things are there, but I'm like, all right, like Lord of the Rings, we get it already.
Well, they're also, it's designed for children.
Yeah, you got to realize
that.
They
definitely did take out some of like the scarier parts of the movie. Like, spoiler alert, but like when the big spider, we don't see him like kill Frodo.
Yeah, we don't see, Frodo doesn't die. He just basically fights him a little bit and then Sam runs over and they leave.
Right. There's none of that whole betrayal of Gollum. There's none of that, you know, none of that subplot made it into the into the game.
Well, you knew it was going to be a little more for kids pretty much early on, but specifically when Gandalf goes to meet with Saruman and he never mentions the halflings, you know, leaf.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like,
You don't see them smoke at all. So, and there's lots of other stuff
they
that's
didn't
cut.
Drink.
But, right.
When they went
to the pub.
Right.
Yep. So that's okay. But it's
they
still
have pints here?
We also watch possibly the geekiest episode, which is saying a lot, of The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Oh, were they like, I mean, but of course, you know, you'd have to stop it. Was it Vasquez Rocks or whatever it is on the way to the convention? And that's where they did all the Star Trek stuff. So you'd absolutely do that. You've got the costumes in the car. You know, you might say to yourself, okay, let's do it on the way back home. But you know, you're going to be tired after a con.
No,
so you're
going to
do it right there. Mm-hmm. But what you don't do is leave your keys and get it stolen. But their costumes were good. I mean, they looked really good.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, they're on TV, and they had $300 worth of makeup that's better than what Penny has. But the best part of that whole episode is because when they first have the girls start looking at the comics, and I'm going, don't be cliche about this. Don't have them think it's dumb and stupid and not get it.
Yeah.
You know, let them actually, I mean, because comics are great. So let them actually, but then to the extent of their discussion on like who could pick up Thor's hammer, and I was like, it was just awesome. Because that would totally happen. I mean, you have geeky conversations and it doesn't matter your gender or your background or your experience. The fact that they basically like broke into their apartment and they had their comics strewn all over the place. I'm like, it was just a great episode in every way.
That was the three women together were the better part of that episode. That was, it was stronger. It was better written than the other part with, you know,
relied on the premise.
Yeah. It was a better conversation. It was a better part of it. I wish more of that episode was focusing on the three ladies.
Yeah, I could have went with that because that was quite funny.
It was very clever, and you could never really tell exactly where it was going to go. Where the other one was very, very kind of linear, and predictable. So, but definitely an excellent episode.
They did have that great moment where the cops like, so I guess I'll call your guys' moms.
Yeah.
No, oh, blah blah blah. Hey, I just called my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, there would have been at least one other geek, I think, sitting at the diner and who would have been like, wow, your costumes are great. I have to think
on
there would have been somebody there.
Okay.
Nobody. Yeah.
But in California, though.
That didn't look like exactly.
See, and I don't know the geography of California well enough to be able to tell how far away Bakersfield is from where they live, San Diego, right?
There's
or something like that.
For that.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't have it up in front of me.
Okay.
So who knows?
I could have checked that.
Damn it.
Whatever. If only you had Sheldon voice by voice GPS.
Oh my God.
I would have killed.
I wonder how many people have looked online for a hack to be able to record and upload audio to your GPS. That would be awesome.
Tom, get on it.
In 0.1 miles.
Tom. If you can download other ones, you can obviously.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Recalculating.
Yeah. And the end of that episode. The end of the episode was absolutely great. It's like, listen. I don't know. It might be alternate universe. We could have died.
Yeah, that's...
But whatever you have, put Paisley on stun. Don't shoot Penny. She's the hottest girlfriend I'll ever get.
That was pretty funny.
Beautiful stuff. So
that part at the end was pretty good. We also watched The Office, which has had some stronger episodes and some weaker ones, you know, as they're sort of winding down.
Yeah.
Dwight in a hazmat suit is always a...
You know, it's...
And he accidentally cuts it open. So he's like, oh, man. And then in an enclosed room... sets off one of those like insect bombs for fumigating and then proceeds to hallucinate and then pass out.
Beautiful.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Because if you want good comedy, always bring in lice.
Always bring in laughs. Yeah. It's always a good time.
Yeah, but I don't know. But it fell short in a lot of ways. Also, it's just not as funny as it used
to
be.
It's wrapping up.
But you know, we love the show and always will. So we're going to keep going with that. And before too long, what is it like? February 7th or something, we'll get Community back, and I'm so excited. It's coming up very, 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 very soon. We've been watching a lot of Jeopardy lately. I think also because like a lot of our shows aren't on, but we've been getting pretty using our brain and playing a lot of Jeopardy. We play along with the TV. We don't keep score.
I don't either.
But no, that's what I need to invent is like an app, like a home app that is, and you could just tell it like what day's episode it is, and it could keep score. Like you have to buzz in or whatever. Like, wouldn't it be cool to have like a companion that went with Jeopardy that didn't have to be real time?
So it's play at home.
Right. At home along with the game.
It's called a pencil and a piece of paper.
No, I'm saying we need an app for that.
Pencil and paper?
That's how I used to play.
This is the 21st century, man.
I don't know. So if I had any kind of like skills,
That's why we'll be serving our robot overlords one day.
I would do that. And I am also, I volunteer with the...
Hang on before you get... Jeopardy, did you see the episode on the 28th where Scott Sigler was mentioned?
That's the next one I think we have on our DVR, maybe, possibly.
Well, December 28th?
Yeah, we're behind.
No, we watched that.
Did we?
Yeah.
What was he? How was he mentioned?
They talked to Beth Copenhagen, who was the middle person in there. And she's like, you were in a novel. Yes.
Yeah, listen to them.
Scott Sigler.
Give their bios. We always skip their bios because we don't care who they are.
From Scott Sigler. Yeah.
I had not heard of that. Okay. So we did watch that one.
Yes.
Crap.
We watched that one. But yeah. So you didn't see that.
Saw it. Okay.
I think we put it on Facebook. We better have.
I thought we might have.
So we've been watching Jeopardy, and it's been really fun.
Yay.
Also made and ran
Except
a Jeopardy
for the damn people talking.
Game because it's been a lot of review lately because we have testing coming up. So all the teachers are using technology, like, which is really pretty cool because it's a formative assessment. So you can tell like right then and there like if they're getting it or not and if you need to teach it a different way. So we've got all kinds of really cool technology in my district. So we were doing this like Jeopardy review game that was pretty cool where all the kids were buzzing in, and it was really fun.
Technology back in my day was get this question right or we're going to smack you with a Commodore 64.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had technological Catholic school?
It was kind of like that, yeah.
With the nuns robot. Robot nuns.
Oh, you are a sinner.
Go to hell.
No, they were all C-3PO and
insert three. Hail Marys.
You will be here.
Terrible. And so volunteering with the TSA, the Technology Student Association, where they do the projects like robotics and like gliders and carbon dioxide cars and all these different like projects after school, and they enter into competitions. So we're working on like a Go Green project where you use recycled materials to build something, and we're working on some video game design. The kids are actually going to make a video game, and I'm not going to talk about it, but it's actually a really good idea. It's a really good idea. So maybe once it exists and it's made, it's not like I feel like anybody in GRD land is going to steal my idea, but still.
You never know.
You don't put it out there on the interwebs. So
she gave up her Jeopardy app, but
I
can hold on to this.
Shit. Holy shit snacks. What the shit? Well, I don't have the technological capability to make that app a reality.
Well, just patent it before the episode goes up.
Good idea.
Yeah, patent something for Jeopardy.
That'll
I've been working with a lot of students lately, and it's also not finished, but when I have the finished song, I might put it up online. It's a Gangnam Style parody about cells and the parts of cells, and it's organelle style. Organelle style. Love cells. It's really funny.
I still want to hang out, despite that joke. It was a bad joke. Yeah, you're better than that.
I didn't make the joke. The kid made the song.
You brought it to us. I'm helping him produce it
because I thought it was pretty geeky.
Can't prove that.
It's pretty freaking geeky.
If we ever hear that reference again, you will be our thought because that's how it was brought into our lives. So there you go.
Awesome.
You're about to be immortalized.
Also on our TV list, we watched The New Girl.
New Girl's
I said
back.
The New Girl, but you New did. Girl. And for a second or two, Zooey Deschanel was hot.
I think I saw part of this episode.
You better have
this
Olivia
one where they go to the cabin and
helping her get her stance right with her weapon.
No, I missed that.
And I've realized why.
You missed that part.
I missed that part.
I realized why I don't think that Zooey Deschanel is hot, but I did for like a second. Because normally you don't get to see her in like hot situations. You see her being like embarrassing herself or like being silly and kind of funny. You know, she had her very first boyfriend is the one that she's like moving out from, and he's like a total dumbass. And then you have, she's with like Justin Long, who's also kind of like nerdy and goofy. You don't ever really get to see her in like an actual sexy kind of, her characters do anything that's like, that's hot. When Olivia Munn was sort of like touching her and like adjusting her stance and stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to get all like whatever, but that was kind of hot.
Keep talking. I'm sorry. What now? Say that again.
So she sort of had her hands on her hips and she was behind her and it was a little bit hot.
A little girl on girl action.
So I was like, okay, maybe I see it. But if she was to be in a role where she was like a love interest in a movie that was very realistically, and she had chemistry with the guy. I mean, I guess in that instance, I could probably see it. But in the context that she's always cast for her roles, that's why, I think that's probably what contributes to it.
So you're saying her character you don't find hot, but you can see how she is hot.
I could see how Zooey Deschanel.
Hey, Zooey Deschanel's hot. Look there, Bruce.
I didn't
Wright.
Say that she was hot. I could say I could see how she could be hot.
Finally,
We also watched.
Hey, listen. It took her 2 years to get over to the Archer side of things. Give her some time.
That's true. We also watched The Mindy Project and Ben and Kate, which were on at the same time. Mindy Project is it also sporadically really funny. Her brother is going to be a rapper, and there were parts of that episode that I thought were funny.
And his backup singer for his freestyle thing. Well, no, it wasn't a freestyle thing since he had stuff.
It was a
down.
Rap battle.
But anyway, he needed a backup singer, so he needs his sister to do the part, which is the backup singer saying all the sexy things back to you. You're like, oh boy, I'm going to ride you. No, I'm not going to say this. You're my brother.
So she's on stage and she starts to read the lyrics and everything. And she's like,
and at first, it's just like, I'm going to sex you. What? Whoa.
Or it was, I think she changed below you to hold you or something. So it was definitely.
I was like, bitch, what's my name? Don't you talk to me.
It was very, that part, that like 20 seconds or 30 seconds of the show was the funniest part. And Benny Kate is still like funny enough to keep watching it. It just happens to be on, kind of thing. So, no, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little Wolverine.
I can see that.
I mean, it's not like a half an hour that I'm not going to let it go or anything anytime soon, but it's just not the one that really stands out in that, true. Comedy lineup. We also watched Once Upon a Time, was a new episode, and Cora is in the other, in our world, and we don't know how she got there, and the pirate is there, and they have an invisible ship, and all kinds of intrigue and drama, and it's becoming less and less about the fairy tale elements and more about just being a sitcom. Are you noticing that too?
Not
a sitcom, but like a drama, a TV drama.
Oh, I can see that.
How the people are related to each other and betrayal, and you're not who I thought you were, and I'm going to give you a second chance, and all of that kind of
In other words, aspect. I got out in time?
I mean, there just needs to be the next episode or the next couple of episodes need to have some more fairy tale element, I think.
I don't know. It's again what I'm talking about, like that first season finale would have been a fantastic series finale, I think. Because as it is now, that's why we're having to do this, because we need a bigger threat, because we've already defeated Regina. We've already defeated the big evil queen that we built up.
Right.
And Rumpelstiltskin is not. He's domesticated. He's neutered right now.
Right.
It's just.
He's getting some on the regular, so he's being.
That'll usually do it.
He's being good.
Yeah. So it doesn't have that season one, that whole thing going for it.
And they set up this whole thing about how now you can't cross out of the town or else you completely lose all of your memories.
Yeah.
And for a little while there, it seemed like they were working on a solution to that, and we haven't gotten back to that in a while. Well, it's just kind of, I don't know.
They've been too busy trying to make Captain Hook the new sexy thing to bring in the ladies. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Ladies.
You like my hook?
No. So you can't make, no! You can't make everything creepy.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We also watched Castle. And this is the one where Alexis is sick, so his wife wants to stay in their apartment. And
did you see this?
No, I didn't see this one. Oh. I missed this one. Sorry.
Oh my God. Beckett asked if it's staying. Okay. Uh-huh. Beckett's staying over because her apartment is getting fumigated.
Alexis is there because she's sick.
Yeah.
The ex-wife shows up and wants to stay.
And he goes,
no.
And he goes, Kate, is this okay with you? In front of everybody. And so she just...
He puts it on her. Right. So, of course, she has to be like, sure. So
hell no.
So. And what was the case about?
It was about...
See?
Who cares?
It was about a divorce lawyer. And a lot of good stuff got broken, though. That they got to smash a lot of stuff. So, But it was a good episode. We also watched a bunch of football. Unfortunately, the Redskins lost. And unfortunately, RG3 is hurt. But... Mm-hmm. But the first quarter of that game was
so
much fun.
Well, Yeah, the first quarter. I'll go the first quarter.
Was fun. And then after that, it was like, eh. But I mean, we're still watching football. We still love football. Absolutely. We'll watch all the games.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize one of the Seattle Seahawks, I can't remember his name, I have to look, actually went to Verina High School. And when they were in town mm-hmm. for Redskins stuff, he stopped by, brought a jersey, recorded a message for the kids and stuff. And like came to like a pep rally.
He's the quarterback for Seattle Seahawks. Yeah.
No, their quarterback is from the area, but he didn't go to Verina. He went to somewhere else.
Oh, really?
He went to something else. But one of the other players on the team who didn't really get mentioned that much, but he went to Verina High School.
Can I just say about the Redskins game very quickly that
mm-hmm.
I'm stunned that Griffin came back in after halftime.
And, so am I.
And I'm just stupidly shocked that he came into the fourth quarter. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's obviously hurt. Put him out. The other guy was doing well. Even if let's not risk an injury, I said.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Kirk Cousins had some interceptions. I mean, his interception and touchdown ratio, but he was still pretty solid in the game.
If he wasn't solid in that game, they wouldn't have been playing that game. They had to win all of those games to get where they were. And he was a key element in that. And they should have trusted him with it and not risked what's supposed to be our star franchise for many years, quarterback.
Yeah, the thing is, Shanahan needs to look and
just
go,
a little tangent, a little non-geeky tangent.
Yeah, Shanahan needed to look at the play and go, listen, he's grimacing and limping while he's running. He's no longer that threat. He can't base off that back leg, which is what he uses when he throws, so he can't throw the deep ball. So guess what? The defense is going to tee up on him like mm-hmm. it's nobody's business.
You should be drawing circles.
I should
be.
It's
live with the Bruce.
And they're just going to tee up on him up one side and down the other. Shanahan needed to just pull him out and save him from himself.
Indeed.
Yep. So we watched the Simpsons Family Guy and American Dad, the animation domination. I'm hard pressed to remember what happened on The Simpsons. Do you remember The Simpsons?
They did it.
Yeah. Something happened.
Simpsons
it was there.
Did it.
I really cannot remember.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And Family Guy was the one where they call Chris stupid and Chris goes to space camp and they go into space. So that was kind of funny to watch them, like Archer.
There's a bunch of space stuff
Archer
going on.
And their crew. And then American Dad was Mardi Gras. And that one was a pretty interesting episode.
Yeah.
They make a pact that they're all going to keep their Lent resolutions. And then the first one to break it gets their finger cut off.
Bullock. Patrick Stewart's going to cut your finger off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He is awesome in that show.
Yeah, he's crazy in that show.
Awesome. I built this in your house. It was just, that whole episode was just, that was a very good American Dad.
Quite solid.
And I probably forgot some stuff, but that has been my Geeky Sweek.
I have started playing Gears of War 3.
Okay.
Like I said, my daughter got it. So in other words, I got it.
Right.
It's the basic continuation of the last game and the gameplay and the graphics. There's a lot of violence and a lot of cussing. So teenage boys love it.
Right.
The controls are good, but not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's eight pants.
Okay.
I'm going to go with it. If you like video games, if you like this, the shooters, please go with it. It's a lot of fun, but it's the same game.
I've played some Gears of War and I'd rather play Halo.
Yeah, I'd rather play Halo as well. I'm currently making a wall mount for my lightsaber that I purchased at Dragon Con this past year. It's coming along very well. It's actually not the design I wanted to originally came up with. And it's like, okay, I'll go with this one instead. And it's turning out rather well. I'll put your pictures up on it when I'm done and actually have the lightsaber mounted on there.
You're not going to do it before and after and in stages?
No, because I'm almost done.
Time lapse.
Because I'm almost done, and that would
we could put it to music and put it on YouTube. On
channel, you go ahead
a nice
and do
inspirational
that.
Sarah McLachlan tune, perchance.
Really?
I will remember.
Oh, please, God! It's not Miranda. They're not dead.
Okay. They're not living either.
That song didn't used to mean that. That song did not used to mean that.
I know.
That. Oh,
I know. But still,
okay.
I want to say happy birthday to my wife. It's her birthday. Well, it's her birthday.
Happy
Wow, we just went all out for that celebration, didn't we?
You looked like you wanted to say more
happy
quickly.
Happy birthday,
so
for
I
real.
Stopped.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. We'll be celebrating her birthday this weekend with a small get-together, and it's just going to be a fun time. Shows that are back that we've also been watching, Young Justice and the Green Lantern.
I don't know why it didn't tape.
What?
It didn't tape.
I've got two words for you.
What's that?
Steam Lantern.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I heard.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple people dressed up like this for Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There already were, but yeah.
Oh, you've got to see this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't. Oh, yes. Okay.
And it's powered by hard-to-getium.
Nice. Unobtainium, hard-to-getium.
Which is
nice.
Right next to unobtainium on the periodic table.
Yes.
Also, there's a little Alan Scott reference in there as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
I didn't get the cane part, but yeah. The cape. It's like, green the cape?
Well, Alan Scott had a cape.
Yeah, I know he had a cape. Okay, so. The cane.
That's cane. I'm sorry. Cane. I thought you said cape.
Well, he did. He said cape and
also
cane. Yeah.
So green pimp?
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Okay. I like it. Works for me.
Let's see. Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris's Peppa Dreams.
Yes.
Have you seen the new one with a gay, the dream crossing overs? Stuff. It's just hilarious.
The dream crossing overs.
Yeah.
Inception?
No. You'll see it. If you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. If a dream is so powerful, sometimes you get bumped into it and so whatever.
Dreamscape?
No.
Damn.
Let's see. I ordered a bunch of my CPR.
Street 3 Dream Warriors?
Oh, how about the Dream Police?
Nice.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
They're going to take me away.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what?
Well played, Klux.
Thank
very
you.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ordered my CPR equipment.
Okay.
And I actually, as I was coming out here, I saw them on my kids picked
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The kids picked up at my CPR AED. What the frack is it called?
I don't AED know. Trainer. I'm still laughing about you coming out.
Yes, I've come out. I'm the best.
I am not gay.
Okay, stop it.
Thank you.
You could be whatever.
Yeah.
Be whatever you want, Bruce.
No. I can be whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. You sure can. All right.
I was not born that way. Let's see. Yeah, other than working out and working a whole heck of a lot because it's the beginning of the year, it's been my geeky week.
Okay, so first off, I just go ahead and need to talk about my new phone that I have forgotten to mention the last couple of times we've got together. I've got a new phone.
It's amazing.
It certainly is.
I still
is.
Have it queued up.
You do good.
You do?
I do. Hold okay. on.
Do you need the plug? I mean, we might be able to have
another plug. No, she's just going to play
it. Loud enough.
Okay, I'll trust you
His
on that.
His phone is...
It's going to be amazing. Oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Oh my God, that is amazing. Amazing.
Shut up.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Oh my God, this is going
to
be...
Don't say it, I swear to God.
So I've just been walking up to people going, amazing.
Nice. Sorry, but that's the
Your
only
phone
way
is
to,
awesome.
That is the only way to describe the Samsung Galaxy S3. It is just it is fantastic. I mean, it does so many crazy, crazy things. It's got its own stupid version of Siri, but it doesn't talk. At least if it does, I don't have it set to talk.
Turn the mute off.
No, it's not that, sir.
Oh, okay.
It's not that at all. But
it's generally my problem with it.
it is a computer, so I have it set to, you know, you can wake it up into the mode to go ahead and listen to your commands. So, of course, I set my command as computer. Of course I did.
Of course.
Of course I did. Yeah, it is a...
Hello, computer.
It is a very thin phone. It's a very beautiful phone, and it is totally the future. And it's just fantastic. It's just fantastic. So Xbox Live right now, and I know as we record this, it's what, the 11th of January.
Yes.
So you don't have a lot of time, but you can still do this as a way to help you get motivated randomly for New Year's. If you play any of the number of fitness sort of games or any of the activity games like Kinect Sports,
yeah.
For 20 hours in the month of January, they'll give you 100 Xbox Live points. You know, so it's not a lot, but it's something. It's like, here you go. Yeah. We'll give you something if you get off your ass and do something active.
Okay.
So there you go.
Which means you can probably download a character.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Catch something, you know, on a really good sale or something. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was kind of cool. Let's see. Oh, speaking of mainlining things.
Yeah.
So there were 32 episodes of Fringe. On the DVR last week when she said, you know, that she had given up on the show. As of right now, as we're recording this, there are 10 episodes on the DVR.
Yeah, you've
because
been watching
some I watched all of season 4 since we last met.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Dear God, did I miss Fringe. Interesting side note is when you're fast forwarding through the commercials from about a year and a half ago, it's really weird. We're in a different world, man.
Yeah.
Different world. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's from like a long time ago.
Yes.
Like what kind of, do you remember an example of a commercial that you saw or no?
I did until you asked me.
I put you on the spot, sorry.
I did until you asked me because I remember some movie previews going, oh, yeah. And like some of the new smartphones and just the commercials that were there. But damn it, I'm really stuck on trying to remember one at the moment. So yeah, that's dumb. But wow, hey, Desmond was in an episode of Fringe. Huh? Good times. Good times indeed.
Okay. From Lost.
Yeah.
Yes.
On an island. Wait, we don't do that anymore.
Nope, we don't do that anymore.
But it's fantastic. Hey, Leonard Nimoy is a son of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. And Mr. I Don't Act Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to come back and chew some scenery. Beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
Hey, he's allowed.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. That's good times. I was on another episode of Cyborgs, a bionic podcast, this time discussing the cross-country kidnap, a classic episode from early season two, in which a lady scientist, computer expert, back, you know, when only one person was a programmed and, you know, was the programmer for an entire thing.
Yeah.
Punch cards and shit. I kid you not. God, I kid you not. Cards. When I watched this episode, Kev was still here and watched it with me. And when we got to the computers, he was that's the thing that made him crack up more than anything. He's like, that's the computer. It's like, yeah.
Awesome.
And we're like, look, she's making punch cards for it. That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
It's not that good of an episode, but we had a damn fine time, the Chronic Rift guys and I talking about it. So I invite you to go over there and check that out. Always a good time. Adventure Time for the 3DS. I've beaten that. Send it back.
What is it called, King? Why'd you take my trash?
Adventure Time. Hey, Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage?
That was close.
Indeed you were. Indeed you were. Bruce, I'd like you to watch your face for a moment.
Okay, I'm watching.
So, I have also unlocked Path of the Jedi in Angry Birds Star Wars as I have 3-starred everything else in Angry Birds Star Wars. Everything.
Wow.
So, Bruce, could you explain that to the listening audience?
I believe
you just
that face was astonishment and then and anger.
Anger and jealousy.
So there's...
So, is that for the... That's
will you
for
do it on my phone?
Version?
You can just go do it on my phone.
Your phone. I could.
Path we of the Jedi? About,
it's... there's the Hoth stage, and after the Hoth stage, it gives you one where you're in Dagobah. So I guess Path of the Jedi, I guess you start in Dagobah. I don't know where it goes, because mm-hmm. just unlocked
it. You can either buy it, or you can 3-star every level
and get
it for free.
Or you can 3-star every level. So
every one of them?
Yeah, every one of them.
It, on everyone on the from there on from
the whole okay. game
in the whole game that you just played.
Oh wow!
The Angry Birds Star Wars.
Did you find some you Mario get, glitch with the 30,000 coins?
You get that does wouldn't even make sense.
You know what I'm talking
you
about.
You get stages set on Tatooine. You get mm-hmm. stages set on the Death Star.
Yeah.
You get stages set on Hoth.
Okay.
If you on every one of these stages and there's something like 30 on each one of these.
Yeah.
If you 3-star all of them, you unlock this next part.
Jesus.
For free.
Well, now I'm on straight up impressed because that's
thank
pretty.
You.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Pretty
good.
Magnificent.
I figure you'd like that. That's why we had to do that. That's exactly why we had to do that. I've been playing the Amazing Spider-Man game. Came in from GameFly, the one
yeah.
based on the movie, except not based on the movie because even though it came out like what 2 weeks before the movie, it's set 4 months after the movie. So if you played it before you saw the movie,
you were confused.
Maybe not.
Well, then you're probably confused anyway with the movie.
This is Activision trying to get back to more of the. Of the classic, the best Spider-Man game ever, Spider-Man 2, which mm-hmm. was on Xbox and I think PlayStation 2. The one, you know, that actually had you free web-slinging throughout
all
of New York and it was perfect.
Yeah.
There's still a bunch of indoor missions and stuff, but you do get sections where if you don't want to go to the mission yet, you can just swing through, moving like the new Spider-Man did with all of his weird jumps, twists in the air. And,
yeah.
of course, the graphic upgrade now, it does look a bit better. One of the really cool things is all those stupid tokens that would always be on the buildings.
Yeah.
Now there are comic books. You collect enough comic books, you unlock comic books. And what I mean is in the extras menu on the disc,
mm-hmm.
classic Spider-Man issues are there that you can zoom in, look at, read the entire issue, flip pages.
Excellent.
That's a kind of cool little feature.
That's cool.
I'm having more fun with this game than I did the movie. So
yeah, that's not hard.
So exactly. And just got to the part where they're actually borrowing from what was... the best Spider-Man game before Spider-Man 2, which would be The Amazing Spider-Man on the Sega Genesis, though I preferred the Sega CD version, because Peter's just been given a camera, so along the way, if you're taking pictures of stuff, you're helping out this TV reporter, because she's like, oh, well, if you get me more information, here, take my camera, get this, and he's like, oh, camera? What do you think? I work for the Daily Bugle or something?
Yeah.
But some of the controls are kind of weird. Sometimes you stick to a wall when you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, it's the fighting. They borrowed a little bit from Arkham Asylum and that style of Spider-Man fighting.
Okay.
So that looks kind of beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so far I'm having about a 6.5 or 7 pants time out of it.
Oh, that's.
I mean, it's just
that's okay.
It's okay. I wanted more, I guess, is what it
well,
was.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because maybe later you get more of the outdoorish stuff, but mm-hmm. I want more of that. And they've been giving me a lot of go inside, be inside.
Yeah, they're probably not going to change that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, well, whatever. What the hell are you going to do? Hey, Bruce.
Yes.
Somebody wrote you.
American Horror Story.
No.
We're not in mail.
Oh, wait, hold on. I wasn't paying attention. I was sort of paying
wow.
attention.
No. Hey, now that I've got my geeky week typed up no, and done and read.
I was looking at something geeky related for later. I'm sorry, but you just said it with that tone, and I my ears wow. just kind of yeah. tuned okay. out.
I have not seen the latest episode of American Horror Story. That's okay. why I did not talk about it.
Okay, I was wondering if you just forgot to talk
no,
about
no,
it.
No, no, no. Okay. It didn't record for some reason.
Okay, then you put in your notes that next week we've got to talk about this week's episode.
I will, definitely.
And next week's episode, because there are three. No the hell way you're not doing that. There's no way. What? Three.
I heard about at least one of these online without even watching the show.
Damn it. And see, I have such a good line
here.
I know.
I'm sure you do. We'll save it. Save it.
Well, okay. All right. No,
save it.
We'll save that for next week. So that's fantastic.
I know. I'm right there with you.
All right. That's cool. Well, you know, I've missed out before too. So, you know, that's
kind nice
of crazy
of you.
Stuff that does happen. So but it's a good time. And yeah, we're getting close to wrapping things up. And
mm-hmm.
dear God, so many things happened this week. So, yeah, other than that, I think that's pretty much going to be my geek's week there. So, yeah, deal with it.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, we still haven't been told anything about the Doctor Who 50th anniversary as far as the show.
Yeah, nobody's saying anything.
That's all right.
Yeah?
The BBC audio series of Doctor Who's that they've been doing that have been fantastic, some just spectacular, whatever. They're doing a 50th anniversary special in style. It's called The Light at the End. It's a 100-minute audio play. Oh, it stars Tom Baker, Peter Davison, Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy, and Paul McGann.
Wow.
Yeah, all five of the classic Doctors are completely represented in this. They all got together for this. Quote, we wanted to do a proper, fully-length multi-doctor story for the very special occasion, says the writer, director, executive producer, Nicholas Briggs. It's a wonderful thing that all surviving doctors threw themselves behind the project so enthusiastically. That's not to say the first three doctors don't appear. We wanted to pay homage to the whole history of the classic series. Apparently, some of your regular companions are going to be back. Leela is back. That's right. Louise Jameson is back. Sarah Sutton is back as Nyssa. So tons and tons and tons and tons of people. It's going to be awesome. You can pre-order it now, and we've got the link in the show notes. And dear God, somewhere, David Bouchamp is just crying his full head off.
Oh, he is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I don't blame you at all, sir.
No. He's at a Logicon. Everybody's crying.
He's like, oh, my God, Aaron, look at this.
I have some cool news if you're a weather geek, and a lot of people like, you know, weather. I guess the Weather Channel, though, has run out of cool things to say about weather on Earth because they are about to debut a 6-part series on Thursday, January. Okay, so it already came on yesterday. Wait, what's today?
Damn,
it came 11. On yesterday. But that's okay. You can probably still find it. I'm sure they will rerun the first one. It's called Deadliest Space Weather. Series premiere on the Weather Channel.
Yes.
You officially run out
it
of ideas.
It investigates wild weather systems throughout our solar system, like the winds, the violent winds on Saturn, dust storms on Mars, acid rain on Venus that could eat through steel, lightning bolts 10,000 times more powerful than Earth. This actually sounds kind of cool. And they also talk about Jupiter's red spot, the largest storm in the solar system, which would be 400 miles per hour. And it would be like a Category 20 equivalent hurricane.
Good
so
God.
It actually looks pretty cool, but I hope like if they do any kind of like simulated or, you know, special effects, like CGI types of things to mm-hmm. what it would look like. Cause obviously there's not cameras on the scene that I hope that those effects are at least
Al
pretty,
Roker
pretty
will be
good.
There. If there is Al God. Roker would end up being there.
Just
hope
be
he brings
careful.
An umbrella.
Just be careful, Al. Bring an extra pair of pants too.
Yikes. Bruce.
All right, I actually have some science-y type of news.
What?
Any Firefly But any Firefly fan can
anybody that could happen to anybody, yeah, right there
can tell you that there is no more cruel of a death in pop culture than Walsh.
I don't want to live in a world where Walsh dies.
Yeah, near the end of the Serenity movie. Okay, it's not
spoilers, Bruce. Spoilers.
All right.
Wow.
Basically, when he gets shot with a harpoon from those Gorham Reavers, there was one fan who was so taken aback by it,
yeah,
he actually had to research if this was possible. If that,
what
if,
do you mean?
If they actually did through scientific calculations,
okay,
he actually had to find out if the harpoon would have been able to go through the glass and kill him.
Oh, so is Wash not dead?
So is Wash
was
not
Wash
dead?
Was Wash still on the ship and they just had to run out there and have their whole final battle?
Was it scientifically feasible for him to be killed that way?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yes. now, if the windows of the Serenity are comparable to the 2.5-inch thick fused silica windows that the space shuttle uses, then
they'd be that strong, if not stronger, because it's in the future.
Yes. Then Wash would still be screwed.
So,
the force of the spear, which is 31,800 PSI, would be 4 times that necessary to destroy the windows and all of our dreams.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
So Wash, sorry, Alan, you're still
so no matter what, just Wash. Not,
damn it.
You're going to make me live in that world, aren't
I know,
you?
I
that
am.
That is a son
sorry.
Of a bitch. Well, you can learn more about that. And hey, Jurassic Park 4 is actually happening. IBM's Watson sort of gets Tourette's. In Game of Thrones Season 4 trailer. We've got all that up on Facebook, Twitter, and of course those fine, fine forums over at geekradiodaily.com.
Looks like you've got mail.
I had to wait because you look like you're in Denver. If we ever do that contest thing. GRD, why are you talking about sports ball? What's geeky? What's geeky about that nonsense? The guy who's never cared about sports still doesn't, knows absolutely nothing about them, Ryan. Oh, and on Doctor Who, Oswin is a Time Lord.
Okay. Ryan,
that can happen.
You don't seem to follow along anything that we do. Why do you listen to this show?
Don't make people question their blind loyalty. Don't do that.
No,
don't.
That's a
bad thing.
We love you, Ryan.
Football is geeky.
It's chess.
Yes.
And chess is geeky.
Mm-hmm. There's physics in
chess.
There.
There
and fantasy
are.
Football is just like D&D.
And, you know, ask Scott Sigler if football has a geeky component to it. I mean,
I say so.
Football. Football games. Football video games.
Yeah.
You know, entire
seriously.
Industries. Some of the best times that I had, the ESPN football on Xbox, back when Madden didn't have the exclusive license. You bastards.
You bastards.
That one. That game was amazing. The play calling, the physics on it was incredible. You could even, because you could put songs on your Xbox, obviously, back then. That was amazing. It was astounding.
Oh, I remember that. No, I remember that.
You thought you were going to play the amazing clip.
Nope.
And you could actually go in and take your songs and select certain things. So, like, if whenever I would force a turnover on another team, I would have kicked in that, you know, now I know why you want to hate me from Limp Bizkit from Mission Impossible 2.
Just, oh, my God.
You know, you could put all of your own sound effects there. And it even had, which was this dumb thing, of different celebrities. Like their profiles, because this is where you first started saving the profile of how you played, and you could share that with your friends, and even when you weren't there, it could play against you the way you would play. So they have these celebrities you could play against. I'm sorry, so many advancements, so many things have happened because of football, and that's why.
Yeah,
you know. So, but Oswin is a Time Lord.
Oswin.
He's supposed to be the last. The Doctor is the last Time Lord.
Yeah, and then the Master
and then the
came back.
Like, okay,
so and then we did
so is she
see
a sleeper
Raslin's
Time Lord? Like she doesn't know she's a Time Lord.
And how does that work if she's dying and coming
back?
Right,
if she was dying, we would have seen her regenerate. That theory holds no water.
Wow.
Oswin.
I'm sorry.
Which one's Oswin again?
The new companion
who's died in every episode?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not thinking, can't picture her name yet.
Okay.
So.
Oswin. Her name's Oswin.
Okay, cool.
Say it.
Oswin.
Say it again.
Say it on.
Say it one more
there's
time.
There's no D again.
Yeah, there's no D. It's
Oswin.
O-S-W-I-N.
Okay.
Say it. No, say Oswin.
Oh, Oswin.
Say Oswin.
No.
He'll remember it now.
Rich. And welcome to Training the Bruce. We hope you've enjoyed this particular time together.
They still can't get me to not be creepy. That's just not working.
No, apparently not. But if you've got any tips on that, you can send us a letter to tell us how. Just drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, result at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you could send yourself a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
I'm sorry, that's who?
510-GRD-CREW.
One more time, because I need that.
510-GRD.
Making it work for tonight.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
All right, it's the GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight. If you're still going strong with your New Year's resolution, well, then kudos to you. I hear this all the time from my clients. It's a lot of work to get back into fitness and get back into shape, but it is so worth it. You are going to, this is all motivational stuff today. If you are going to feel stronger, lighter, healthier, more energized, better sleep, better sex, and all in all, an improved you. Okay? So if you haven't started, you can start now. If you have started, keep going. Okay? It takes about 4 to 6 weeks to start feeling and seeing results. Okay? Stick with it. It is worth the effort.
Will it feel as good as a belly full of fried chicken?
Better. Better.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Just kidding, Bruce.
Do the things that are fun and don't be afraid to push yourself. This is how you get better. Almost
you
every
help, I'll push you.
Yeah.
Down a flight of stairs.
Almost every client that I have has said to one point or another
that I don't know where that came from.
We don't have stairs.
That's why I'm safe.
We don't even have stairs. Oh, God. Okay. Sorry.
Stop building some stairs.
Hey,
stay at the top of these, would you?
Oh, wait a minute. You know, the back deck here has some stairs on
it. It's like 3, 4.
If you do it just right.
Yeah.
Do it just right.
Really, really hard.
Stop planning my death.
Okay.
Stop.
It's a new segment we're doing. It's a new contest for the listener.
How do we kill the flintstress? All right. Almost every client.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost every client that I've had has said at one point or another, I can't do that. That's until they've tried and they've gotten faster and stronger than they ever thought they could be. Listen, just get off your ass and get in the gym and get on walking and do something to make yourself feel better.
You know, I heard somebody mention that Microsoft has this thing where if you just start working out somewhat, just playing some of their active games on Kinect, they'll give you free points. That's probably a good idea that would help.
Oh,
with
that is a good idea. Of workout gear and equipment and clothes is all on sale, you know, so shoppers.
Indeed. So get yourself something because this is the time to start doing it because, yeah, that's...
Roller derby is a good workout.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go knock some bitches down, by all means.
Yeah,
by all means, make that happen. When's your tryouts again? Is that like any time?
When's the first meet coming?
Oh, in the next like month or two. Maybe.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually later than that.
No, so. what we have now is what we call a rec league. So we do it once a week for people who are interested in kind of like a derby workout, but aren't necessarily, you know, like ready to really join the league.
Yeah.
And it's once a week. It's at Roller Dome. It's on Sunday nights. And so, you know, basically just anybody can, we've got a whole bunch of gear that you can just borrow and stuff. So if you're not sure you're going to like it or you don't have a whole lot of time because you have like a bunch of kids or you feel like you're old and you can't really do it or whatever.
Of kids.
Are those fully grown kids, by the way?
Shut up.
I just thought I'd ask.
Grown-up kids. Okay. That was what it was.
Grown-up kids.
Fully grown-up kids. Anyway, but it is really fun. Or even if you just go skating, like skating is making a big comeback in general. So check it out.
So do it. Make it happen. Do something, I think is what you're saying.
Yes.
Something.
Pretty much do something.
What are you doing?
I am currently working out about 3 or 4 days a week right now, doing some strength training and then a little bit of cardio. Unfortunately, it's just on a bike, stationary bike right now because my foot's still a little messed up and I don't want to really push it.
You do weight training on a bike?
Well, no. I do weight training and
you did cardio on a bike.
I pick up the bike. That's the weight training.
Is that what it is?
That's a lot of cardio.
Pick it up.
He just walks around with the bike like a ghetto blaster.
So you do 2 laps each shoulder, and then you ride for 10 laps.
Yeah,
and
something like that.
Nice reps.
Yeah,
okay,
like
all right. Well, that made a lot of sense. And
like most of our segments.
Most of our segments, indeed. But the next one will make a little more sense because it'll be somewhat organized, and you can see what that is, you know, in just a moment.
Hi, this is Kevin Batchelder. And this is the Saturday B movie reel.
Do something. Shoot it. Shoot it.
That's about describes it. Yeah.
All right, everybody, stay here.
We look specifically at the Sci-Fi Channel's original movies. You know the ones. The ones that air on Saturday night.
Be known throughout the ages as an instant classic.
We need a bigger gator.
limb cutting and blood squirting from...
Flying limbs, I called it in my notes.
What could go wrong?
We look on a regular basis at the movies as they come out, and since they've been over 200 of them, we do go back and look at many of them that are now out on DVD. By this point, I had completely forgotten any semblance of seeing if this actually makes any sense from a plot point of view. So come on by, get involved, and have some fun.
Check us out at SaturdayBMovieReel.com.
Our future depends on it. Make it safe.
Hi, this is Corin Nimick from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Give it up for Black, Simon, and Garfunkel.
Shooting star, I see vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. Tonight, you and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too are so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Diamond sky, la 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 la. In the sky. In the sky, la 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 la.
Wow.
That was for you. That was just for
I
you.
Know
you
it.
Know that, right?
I do.
Hi, welcome back to JD's Weekly episode
183.
And yeah,
every time you ask, I want to say 69.
Well, we know it's on her mind.
That's never the wrong answer. So yeah, as you can tell from that little thing from Black Simon and Garfunkel,
mm-hmm.
who do many things. What is it? They do One Direction. They've done Taylor Swift. It's beautiful. It's they're truly tremendous. And I do recommend getting their box set. It's fantastic. It is time to celebrate the worst because the Razzie list came out. Instead of going through the whole Razzie list just itself, it's like, yeah, let's take that. Let's pick.
Well,
sure.
We got inspired by the Razzies. We kept a couple of their categories, and then we added some of our own categories. And, yeah. You know,
you
originality.
Take just enough.
Who
changes
it
just enough to keep from getting sued? That's
exactly
a good way.
So
to do it.
We have some nominees. Unlike last time, where we did best of 2012, we're going to kind of do worst of 2012, and we've got some nominees, and we say our picks. So for worst picture, worst movie, our nominees are Battleship, Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure, That's My Boy, A Thousand Words, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. I can gladly say I haven't seen any of these.
I haven't seen any of them either.
Nor have I.
But I am going to go with Battleship, the one I least wanted to see. Well, maybe not, but
no,
looks terrible.
There's more that I didn't want to see.
Looks terrible. Yeah.
What did you least want to see?
A Thousand Words.
See, I was thinking about that hardcore.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that hardcore because... Battleship at least has some
Murphy,
stupid
right?
action.
Yeah.
But Eddie Murphy trying Zen
yeah,
or something?
Trying not to talk? Really?
I don't know, but you know what? I'm sorry, and it's an easy pick, but I never want to have anything ever to do with Twilight again.
Oh, God.
So your pick is Twilight?
I would watch everything else on that list.
I think that was even Oogie Loves.
I would watch everything else on that list.
I would rather be castrated with a chainsaw than watch those movies.
I was like, if of all these that I watch, which would offend me the most? And with Oogie Loves and the Big Balloon Adventure, I believe if I drank enough beers, it would be a damn fine
right.
time. It'd be a damn fine time.
Hey, you drink enough beers, you can see Kristen Stewart having an emotion.
Wow.
There's not enough beer.
Wow.
Speaking of, worst actress nominees are Katherine Heigl for One for the Money, Mila Jovovich. I was close.
Jovovich.
For Resident Evil 5 Retribution, Tyler Perry in Drag for Medea's Witless Protection, Kristen Stewart for two movies, Snow White and the Huntsman and Twilight, and then Barbra Streisand for Guilt Trip.
I'm sorry, but anytime Katherine Heigl is nominated for Worst Actress, Katherine Heigl wins that because
she is box office death.
She is box office poison indeed. Too funny to go back to Jeopardy for a moment.
Right.
Like the one we just watched.
Yeah.
It was like actors in their roles.
So they gave the characters names and you had to say what actor played them.
Yeah.
So Katherine Heigl is the answer to one of these. Yeah. And they say two characters. And her second character goes, of Knocked Up. Because they knew you wouldn't know her characters.
No,
so they had
not.
To give you something
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
They should have just left her out entirely. Yes, so that's your vote for
that
worst actress?
That was absolutely Katherine Heigl, every time.
I'm going to go with Kristen Stewart just because it's easy and I hear so is she.
Oh, that's not
if you
nice.
Give a director's role, if you're a director, yeah.
Now, because it's kind of like, what's the biggest crime? Underacting or overacting? So I'm going to go with Tyler Perry in drag as Medea. I am tired of Medea. She needs to go away.
Yeah.
Now, I'm all for, you know, equal opportunity for people who want to wear whatever clothes you want to wear. It has nothing to do with anything like that. I just, you know, underacting is one thing, but completely over the top, overacting, worst.
I could possibly defend, like, the very first was Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I could I could sort of defend that when I get behind that one, but... As the more these movies have gone along,
they're becoming parodies of themselves.
I'm sorry, but I watch them and it makes me think these really, really bad thoughts. And I'm like,
racist. But I watch Oprah Winfrey every day.
And it just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
Or it's always I hear Archer going, tell me how that's racist.
Oh.
What? Oh, how was that racist?
Well. That's how.
Thank you. You're Our welcome. Nominees for Worst Actor, not Archer. But so we've got Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance, and in the movie Seeking Justice. Eddie Murphy, 1,000 Words. Robert Pattinson for Twilight. Tyler Perry, not in drag, for Alex Cross and Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. And why does he have to put his name in every... Anyway, go ahead. And then Adam Sandler for That's My Boy.
Tyler Perry's Tyler Perry presents Tyler Perry in a Tyler Perry production of Tyler Perry's Tyler Perry's Home Stories of Tyler Perry.
Yeah, exactly.
Edited, directed, written, starring Tyler Perry.
And serving the popcorn.
So, Bruce, who do you think? Worst actor?
I'm going with Adam Sandler because he's doing the same stupid character he has done time and time and time again, and it is just not funny anymore.
I just remember when he was funny, and it's a tragedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was hilarious back in the day.
Because he had kids. That's what did it.
Damn kids Racking ruining kids. Everything.
I think you should get on Saturday Night Live, become a great star, and then just cash rich right there. Mm-hmm. No kids.
I don't know. His first couple movies are pretty good. Toss up. I'm leaning between Nick Cage and Adam Sandler, but I'm going to have, Adam Sandler. Because it's not even acting.
No. He's faking it. He's phoning it in.
At least before, when people used to accuse him of being just the same character no matter what.
Yeah.
At least they were all funny.
At least it was an entertaining thing. This thing that he's doing now is like it's a parody of that, but it's not really a parody.
It's a parody of Billy Madison.
He's shown that he can act and he's not doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, he grew up enough for his roles.
Yeah, you were the wedding singer. Now that was a funny but yet heartwarming, you know,
that had a little
story. Spirit
to it. Yeah.
And hey, I enjoyed Punch Drunk Love, so screw you all. Thank you.
No, sorry.
I will go with Nicolas Cage because he's just crazy now and just
Ghost Rider 2 was pretty awful. It was
I never
awful.
Saw it. Probably
even the first one, I would have nominated him for, and you know, he probably did. And Adam Sandler has been nominated for the most Razzies.
Nice.
There's a reason for that.
Congratulations, Adam Sandler.
Now, our next category, also from the Razzies, is the worst screen ensemble. This is cast. So the entire cast of Battleship, the entire cast of The Oogie Loves, the entire cast of That's My Boy, the entire cast of Twilight, and the entire cast of Medea.
I went Twilight.
Yes, Twilight, hands down.
I mean, you put all of that together?
Not one Fred Willard in the bunch. Not one saving grace. You know, he's sometimes the only thing that's great in a really bad movie.
Yeah,
you know exactly
Willard,
what I meant.
Fred Willard can just
and
pop
I couldn't
up.
Think of the exact, but there's times where he's still great in the entire rest of the movie.
It's
just terrible.
I don't remember what the movie was. It was one of these ensemble-ish things where they're filming a movie. It's like it's a movie about some kind of Jewish holiday, but they end up turning it into a whole Christmas thing for mass market.
Purim?
The part, and I don't remember what that movie was called. I don't remember. I just know in the middle of it, you know, they get interviewed by this little TV crew thing, and there's Fred Willard out of nowhere pops up and just steals everything, and it's just a wonderful little riff.
In some countries, they eat these dogs.
I'm telling you. It's,
God.
Hey, man, what happened?
Okay, we also have on our
list. You were great in Moving Violation, sir.
Last one from the Razzies list. We have worst screen couples. So, and our nominees are any combination of two cast members from the Jersey Shore in the movie The Three Stooges, Mackenzie Foy and Taylor Lautner. Mackenzie Foy was the little girl, the Renesmee, and Taylor Lautner in Twilight. R. Pat and Kay Stew from Twilight, and Tyler Perry and his drag getup count as a couple. And then Adam Sandler and either Leighton Meester, Adam Andy Samberg, or Susan Sarandon from That's My Boy. So I guess he was bad with everyone.
I'm sorry. So are people actually... Are Pat and Casey, that's a thing, isn't it? That's a thing. Of course it is. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But again, you've brought that to me. So
sorry
so now,
about that. Now
I will hold that against you forever.
So are they your vote for worst screen couple?
Wow. Yeah. I think of people I just don't want to see together. Yeah. Yeah. Twilight. It's always Twilight.
I went with just something I completely detest is any two cast members from the Jersey Shore.
Almost did that, but then I thought if they actually were to go and accept their Razzies, then no one would be there for that. I mean, like, they're just so reprehensible in life. So,
oh, no. People would want to be there just to laugh at them.
I'm sure they would.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I did also go with the Jersey Shore because they were just horrible. And then our categories that we added to kind of geek it up a little bit, we have Worst Video Game. And we've got Game of Thrones. We've heard there were some things about that that aren't great. Steel Battalion Heavy Armor, Men in Black Alien Crisis, Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified, and Ninja Gaiden 3.
Steel Battalion Heavy Armor. This is the game. It was classic on Xbox because the controller, it's one where you pilot a mech.
Yeah.
The original came with a controller. Well, if you bought it that way, it was $200.
I remember this.
It was a $200 controller.
Yeah.
It had 40 buttons on it. Mm-hmm. It had, you know, there was like one for the wipers. There was one for everything. It was like, it was
a neat concept.
It certainly was. It certainly was. And there were a devoted group of fans to that. It is a cult classic. This one decided, hey, here's what we'll do. You'll actually hold a controller, but you'll still use the Kinect for like voice stuff and for some arm movements.
Yeah.
Like when you're fighting, you get to do it with that. Mm-hmm. So combining the Kinect and a controller, something that I've said for a while, it's just going to have to happen for it to be truly effective.
Yeah.
Because there's some things you just can't do in it yet. You just can't.
Yeah.
And so it's got poor motion control. It wants to constantly resync the Kinect. It doesn't work in any level at all.
It was too ahead of its time, maybe, but also just not good.
Yeah. 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 Right. One day something like this could actually work, but that did not work in any level.
I went with Men in Black Alien Crisis. Here is bad graphics, repetitive gameplay, and I hate repetitive gameplay. If you're doing the same damn thing over and over and over again, you've already finished the game.
Yeah. Or the same one-liner quips. Can't stand that either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, talk about a cash-in, right? You know, because...
Let's make some money.
Hey, there's a new Men in Black movie finally coming out. Do we have a piece of shit game we can slap the name on? Yeah, here we go. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, let me beg your indulgence. Can I do a last-minute write-in, change my mind on Worst Video Game? Sure. It's our show, right? I would like to nominate and put on
my... You could have just read it as one of the nominees.
I could have, but I just now thought of it. Zumba for Kinect. Because the beginner level is so fast. I mean, you can do like a 3-minute and a 5-minute like a la carte workout routines.
Yeah.
Or if you do the 20-minute beginner class, which sounds right about right.
Yeah.
Okay, about 6 minutes into it, she is going so fast. It's like, and I mean, I'm sure like if you were already in really good shape, you could probably keep up with it. But it's the beginner level class. Zumba is my worst video game of 2012.
Okay,
she heard herself.
And the music was not good either.
That's the Zumba game that we bought last year.
Wow. Epic fail. All right, I would like to change my answer.
And see, I waited. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, tell us all of this, please.
I would change my answer to Game of Thrones because voice acting is very important, and I've heard that it has bad voice acting, especially when you have a series that's so beloved by fans. It has to be a really, really, really good game. And so if it's not at all, if it even made it to this list and wasn't good, then that would get my vote.
Okay.
You can just edit that whole part out where I said 2011's
sure,
worst
yeah,
game.
Sure, we do post it.
Okay. Next category, worst geeky gadget. So we have the Adidas social media barricade shoe. This is the one right around the London 2012 games where it had a phone in the shoe and a 2-line LCD screen on the side that showed text and tweets.
It would, yeah. For when people are looking at your feet,
yes.
They can read the text. No. So you can take your shoe off and just use it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, chief.
Exactly. It's exactly
the Inventist solo wheel. Did you hear about this one? This was the electric Segway-like unicycle. To ride it, you stand on its 2 footboards, straddle the wheel, lean towards the direction, all hands free. Yeah.
So yeah. There's nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You just...
It's people who think Segways are buddies. And
I guess.
Yeah.
Although, we have the, if you put a sidecar on that, you could have some side hacking.
Oh, that would be... Oh,
that'd be kind of cool.
We have next on the list the iNuke Boom. That's a plus a greater than 700-pound, $30,000 iPod dock.
Oh, they, yeah, they had that at the CE3 show, I want to say it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's re-damned ridiculous. It's this huge, crazy thing.
Why?
Exactly. That's what everyone asks.
Yeah.
Why? Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something.
We also have the Arnova Child Pad, which is a dumbed-down, terrible... Well, I mean, whatever. You make your own decision. 7-inch, 800 by 480 resolution screen, which is not good. Bad sound. No access to apps. I mean, it was just parental controls let you block stuff. Okay, that's great. But still, it was just a not good.
Here, kids, have this as something that you're not going to want to use at all. Oh, yeah. And adults won't want to use it either. It didn't have full access to Google Play. Mm-hmm. So that was their parental controls.
Yeah.
Limited apps. And
mm-hmm. Okay. That's what you want.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's get my kids something like
that's not expandable or, you know, that can't grow with them. Because mm-hmm. yeah. one tablet will meet their need for the rest of life. Indeed. And the last on the list is the iPhone 5. Just kidding. The headphone jack is on the bottom.
Probably one of the greatest commercials in the last.
I know it is. Yeah.
So
I've got to go with the Adidas stupid shoe. I mean, it again, because you can do it. It scrolls text on your feet. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
And sooner or later, if you get the lower grade model, they'll have advertisements on it.
Well, I mean, wow. I mean, you know, where are you going to wear these shoes? When are you going to wear these shoes?
No.
I want to see a video of somebody running, looking at their feet and running into something.
Oh my God,
that'd be great.
Probably somewhere.
I went with the Adidas shoe as well. However, the Solo wheel, if you could joust with that, that'd be cool as crap.
I'm sure people probably have.
You think somebody bought two of them?
I think someone bought one, met someone else that had one, and they were like, what the hell can we do with these things?
We can joust.
And instead of them just turning it into something really weird, they decided to joust.
That'd be cool as shit.
If you know of jousting videos on the stupid motorized unicycle, please.
That one also sort of reminded me. I'm sorry to interrupt you because you were going to say any emails. It also sort of reminded me of that episode of South Park where Mr. Garrison makes that butt-powered machine.
The TSA, it's so oppressive. He invents this weird wheel thing that you sit on. But to use it, a plug has to go up your butt.
And you have to
fillate a handle to control as well.
Wow.
But it would travel so incredibly fast.
But everybody prefers that to getting raped by the TSA.
Exactly. Exactly.
South Park always goes there.
But the beautiful thing at the end of that was when Stan's dad is like, well, doesn't this control this part? And he's like, yeah. He's like, doesn't this one also? He's like, so I could use this without having to do that? And everyone in the showroom was like, what? What? But the government shuts him down because he's doing so well that it's hurting the airline industry and we have to bail them out.
It was a pretty fine episode.
It was a fantastic episode.
So I picked the one of these that I would least like to own. And so I went with that huge, bulky iPod dock. I just can't imagine, you know, a use for that.
I can at least imagine a purpose for that. It wouldn't be often. It might be this one time we're going to throw a massive rave, dude. But but the shoe, I don't know. So.
It's gotta be the shoe.
I would actually wear the shoe, I think, probably.
Of course
I would.
Of course you would.
Two more categories left. We've got worst TV shows. And this is Guys with Kids. This is one Jimmy Fallon's show. A bunch of people on it. Whitney. Oh, she's so annoying. 666 Park Avenue. Co-managers of the Drake Hotel at 999 Park Avenue. Ha ha ha. And its tenants, Terry O'Quinn. In the show, but still probably couldn't save it.
It didn't get canceled.
Beauty and the Beast on the CW.
Remember that?
Nothing needed.
It's still on, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Mob Doctor, surgeon who uses her hospital paychecks to help her brother, gambling debt. And The Neighbors, aliens in Jersey. Sure.
Why not?
I think I actually added one, and I'm thinking back, it may not have actually been on this year.
Okay.
Are You There, Chelsea?
Oh, Are You There? I think that would have been this year. It had Laura Pepper on, so
yeah, but
it wouldn't get my worst vote.
It had on all of this. Chelsea Handler not playing herself.
Oh, right, playing like her mom or
playing
something.
Playing her sister.
Yeah,
oh,
right. She's playing the sister bartender, and Laura Pepper is playing the younger her.
Yeah,
you're right. That definitely should have been on the list. But what did you pick?
No, that's what I picked.
That's what you picked. Okay.
That's what I picked.
Well, I was in the neighborhood because I definitely went with Whitney. Never have I been more disappointed in something because she is so funny.
She is hilarious. I've seen her on, she actually has a special on E as well, a show on E, that where she's just doing a sit-down comedy.
It comes on after the soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's freaking hilarious. But well, this show?
You've seen her on like on the Comedy Central roast.
Oh, yeah.
She skewers people.
Is her show actually funny, her new show, her talk show?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Is it more like her stand-up?
Okay. Yeah.
Because
it's kind of her doing the news type stuff.
I did like also segments. Go with Whitney because it came on after, I guess, whatever we watched, because we watch all those NBC shows, and it was just horrible. Horrible laugh track. Not funny at all. Just not sexy either, because it was supposed to be her and this guy. It was just, it had no redeeming quality.
Chris D'Ella from what was the show? On TBS.
The college show.
Damn it. Whatever the hell,
Glory Days.
He was on that. He was incredibly funny on that. And on here, he's just, I don't know.
It just goes to show you could take two very naturally funny people and it just could not, you know, it is possible for it to not work.
The whole thing is just awkward. I don't think anyone's telling her, she can't play herself. And I guess that's why you get like a Laura Pepperon to come play the younger you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just can't play yourself. And that's a great example of it because she just, it is all just so unnatural and stilted.
Yeah.
Which is not the way in my head I associate her comedy. So
And then our last category, referencing your intro to this main topic, is worst songs. And I almost actually added another one to this, but then I realized it was 2011. September of 2011 was Rebecca Black's Friday.
Yeah,
I was really trying to add that on there, but no, maybe that should just get a Lifetime Achievement Award for worst song of all time. Anyway, so we have Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen, Hot Problems by Double Take.
Now, that exists because of Rebecca Black.
Yeah.
That's that same thing, these two stupid...
But she actually has other songs out and stuff. Still. I don't know. Back in Time, Pitbull.
From Men in Black 3. There is not...
I haven't heard it.
Right.
It is the laziest song ever. It's not... Will Smith does not do the Men in Black 3 song this time. Everybody phoned it in this time, I guess. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know.
I heard the movie had some good qualities,
but I mean, this uses that hook from that baby song from like the 60s. Oh baby, that little hook.
Yeah.
It uses that in it,
and it doesn't,
and it comes out of nowhere.
It's a disjointed mess.
It is.
I haven't heard any of these songs.
Probably a good review of the film. I might.
Also on the list we have Birthday Cake, Rihanna and Chris Brown. Anything Rihanna and Chris Brown together in the same sentence is just not a good idea.
No, it really isn't.
We also have Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Also Rihanna, who's a biatch, and
Rihanna is not a nice person.
I met her in person, and she was not nice to me, so I can say that she is a biatch. And Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble. I wanted to put We're Never Ever Ever Getting Back Together,
but
Flynn actually likes that song.
Okay, if you're going to throw me under the bus, that's fine.
I did, to the entire GRD Nation.
Here we go. You know what? I do not like Taylor Swift. I do not. But that song, We're Never Getting Back Together, that's a song I understand. For once, she's not this, she's going, you know, F you, screw that, and that's different than everything she's ever done.
It's just so sing-songy, though. Never, ever, ever, ever getting back together. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. It's very sing-songy. It's not my worst, though. I did have to go.
Oh, wait. Just a side note to that one song. When I picked up Kevin to bring him up for Christmas, this comes on the radio. You know, we're flipping through stations, and there it is.
Yeah.
And he knows it. Of course he knows
He's
it.
He's a teenager.
Yeah. And like I start, and he was like, is like, yeah, I know. Terry's going to find out one day that, and she's going to give me a bunch of shit for it. I don't know when that's going to be.
And it's now.
But I don't care.
Welcome to the time.
I like that song. So there you go.
All right. Well, I did go with Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Shocker.
That's my worst song. I hear it all the time, and I hate
Shocker.
That stupid song.
I forgot something. It's last with the TV shows. I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
With the worst TV shows. I knew. I was like, I put an extra note in there somewhere and I forgot to read it. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't heard any of the songs, but...
you haven't heard any of these?
You can go by artist impression.
I've heard Call Me Maybe, and I don't hate that song.
Okay.
I don't hate it. So I went with Birthday Cake because it's Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Nice.
Good choice.
That was a good choice. I'm sorry. This is obvious for me. What is my worst
Yours
song?
Yours is Call Me Maybe.
It is. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen is a horrible, horrible, horrible song. It is the twilight of pop songs.
We're doing this entire podcast theme so that he could have a little Call Me Maybe rant. Go ahead.
Kind of it is. This is a lazy, stupid song that is generic that no one's going to remember in 5 years, just like, you know, some of the crap you don't remember from 3 years ago. This is one of those songs that the only reason anybody listens to it is it has that fake synthesized string section in it that allegedly classes it up. I'm sorry, I take it back. Maybe this is the 50 Shades of Grey of pop music.
Wow!
Because people like this for no reason at all. The premise is dumb, the lyrics are dumb, the song itself is dumb. Nobody should like this. I would rather listen to Gangnam Style 100 million times than ever listen to this song again.
This would definitely fall in the biggest earworm of 2012 because it was just kind of stuck in my head and like over and over again. I liked it. I thought it was just kind of a fun, like bubblegum kind of pop song.
Yeah,
and you can all kind of like, you turn to your friend and you do the phone motion, call me maybe. And it was just kind of, they did like a swim version of
what
it.
And they faces? Did like, oh my God.
See?
And you know, I don't know. I mean, it was my, Never Ever Ever Getting Back Together.
That song at least has a purpose and a point. What is the point of that song, of Call Me Maybe?
It's about the fun of like meeting new people.
Right. So it's about a hot chick who's going to give her number to a guy. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, for the GRD listening audience, the look on Billy Flynn's face was, someone just shit my Cheerios. And it was just like, did you just shit my Cheerios?
I actually just shit my banana frosted flakes is what I would say. Because,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to eat for breakfast. But,
that's why it was very upsetting.
Let's see. With the back to the television category.
Yes,
we did not mention any reality shows because most of them are complete crap.
They all are.
I don't even consider them real TV shows.
Yeah. Especially anything that has Honey Boo Boo in it, that gets my special level of disdain, as in, let's call Child Protective Services and an assassin.
I do not understand, folks. It's the learning chair.
Not anymore.
The only thing you could be learning by watching Honey Boo Boo
is how to put on a condom.
Is what will happen to you if you do not read.
Stay in school, kids. I used to do that with the Maury show when my kids were younger.
Yeah.
I'd make them watch Maury and go, listen, you better stay in school. You're turning into this.
That's pretty good.
So would you say,
I swear to God, I did it to them.
Would you say then that 2012 as a whole, is this indicative of the year that it was? Like, was it really
you might have to bleep this. Sorry, I'm telling you now.
Wow.
But at least, you know, we are declining as a society. We're not quite eating it butt fuckers yet. but we are definitely headed towards there being multiple people named Upgrade in the phone book. That's all I have to say.
That's
people
fair.
Are going to legally name their kids things like JWoww.
Oh, dear God. Yes. I had not really thought of that. Because I try not to think of that at all.
Yeah, really. I have hope for society.
Really? You know, Buck Wild is on now.
The redneck.
Shut up.
The redneck jersey.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I know what it is. I will not watch it.
GRD listeners, the look on the bruises.
Yes, but for every Snooki, there is a Neil deGrasse Tyson. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of really good, amazing, smart people who are working hard to try to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are not on TV, they don't care, but that are out there just spreading a positive message. I still have to believe we're going to maybe we're not going to get to the Star Trek utopia, but maybe enough good and smart and intelligent and questioning will balance out
the open-minded, the intelligent, the learning, the learners out there will kind of hopefully figure out a way to get the soft drink of the people that like Honey Boo Boo, and we'll find out a way to put saltpeter in it or something. So these people don't breed.
Bruce, advocating for the genocide of all stupid people.
They won't kill them.
He's just
saltpeter.
You know,
no, it doesn't kill somebody.
He's just ensuring that they won't reproduce.
It makes you not interested in sex if you're a man.
Also creepy, Bruce.
Hey, let's wait to give you from the military, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say don't. They say they
that's
don't.
Crap.
But they absolutely give you that shit when you go to basic training.
You're too busy running to be aroused, right? Because you're tired?
Bet.
We're guys.
We're guys.
But you see, I want to believe in you in saying that there are smart people like Neil and everyone out there. Yes. However, they're not loved by society
no,
the way
true.
That... I'm sorry, the Carly Rae Jepsen's Rihanna's and Taylor Swift's are. So the way the Honey Boo Boo's are.
Jersey Shore, the Buck Wild. Jerry Springer. Let's bring it back old school.
It's creepy. And another reason I was thinking about this is because this is that season of the movies where all the shit got dumped to that wasn't good enough for last year. That's what the beginning of the year
is. Sylvester Stallone's new movie
looks so bad.
Oh my God, yes, of course it does.
And come on, a Die Hard movie on Valentine's Day? Really?
Really?
Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
It comes out on Valentine's Day.
That's going to be crap.
What is this one even called?
Who even knows?
I don't remember.
You know, I mean, I guess you would think, though, that this would be a popular time to go to the movies. It's cold outside. I don't know. There's not like a whole lot of other stuff to do. Well, you would think people would be going to the movies, but I don't know. This just seems like crap.
All the good movies that are Academy Award nominated, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, things like that.
Django Unchained,
are out in December, so they still last until January.
That's true. They have legs.
Yeah. But for a while, we just have a bunch of crap with very few things that are really interesting.
Is Adam Sandler and Nick Cage got a movie coming out this year?
Probably.
Probably two or three each.
I would say.
Oh, if they were in a movie together?
Oh, my God. They can just call it Razzies.
The Perfect Storm.
Let's just call it Razzies. This movie's going to suck.
Oh, God. Putting them both together. Dear Lord, why in the world would you want to do that? So what else we got to say about this nonsense?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, then, screw that. We'd like to thank you so much for dropping by. GOD is licensed Creative Commons Attribution, Knocker Rose, Non-Riverworks, United States 3.0 license. We do invite you to come by the forums, and if you're having trouble with that, please email me, because someone did and said, hey, my registration's not working, and fix it. And I did, and it was kind of stuck because of when we had all the spam bots showing
up. It happened.
So, yeah. So come join things. It'll be fantastic and fun, I promise you. Drop it at the podcast, Billy Flynn, The Bruce Flinchers, all at GeekRadioDaily.com. Or send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's what now?
510-GRD-CREW.
We've got to do it again for the symmetry.
510-GRD-CREW.
See you in a week.
God, why do you hate movies?
Huh. Not really the explosive climax I thought it was going to be.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
The United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake.
I've assembled you here because you're the best. We need the best. Lieutenant McCrath, you don't know a damn thing about discipline, but you're one hell of a soldier. Dr. Albert Hawking, you're the brains of this operation, and we need more brains than a zombie's lunchbox. Katy Perry, you're here for the sex appeal and to bring in a younger female demographic.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
We found this device, and if we don't crack the code, it's over.
What's over?
Everything, Katy Perry, everything. Oh. The technology, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh. Oopsies.
Damn it, Katy Perry. What is this, sort of a sick game? Oh, let me try.
McGrath's dead. This truly is Earth's darkest hour.
An extraterrestrial. Oh, yeah.
Is that Simon?